First Mishnah says, Hakil Shechtin, everybody can make a Shechita, and Ushchitosin Ksheira, if they make the Shechita is kosher. Chutz, excluding, Micheresh Ashaita Vekotin. Hacheresh Ashaita Vekotin, their Shechita is no good, their Shechita is not Ksheira. Hacheresh, that's deaf and dumb. Shechita is a fool, and Kotin is under by mitzvah. Why? The Mishnah says the reason, Shema Yikalklu Ashchitosin. We're afraid that maybe they'll make a mistake, they won't do a good Shechita. That's the only reason why it's possible. Otherwise, it would be good. But we're afraid they won't do a good job, they'll be Mekalkul. They'll be Shia, they'll wait in between, they'll make a Jerusalem. Therefore, it's not kosher. Yeah, this Mishnah says only because the Shema Yikalklu Ashchitosin. Maybe they'll be Mekalkul. But therefore, V'chulen Sheshochtu V'achirim Reyunoison. Let's say somebody else is watching this Chereshayt V'kotim when they make the Shechita, and somebody has a godly standing over them and watches them and makes this good Shechita, then Erech Naimah, then Shechitos and Kshera. Then the Shechita is good. Here Rashi says, V'lakol, Shechitim Rashi says, Kol Heicha D'toni HaKoyol Kula Maisla, means V'shmaita K'maisa D'erchim. And the Gemara in Erechim brings all these cases down. V'forshan HaKoyol Esli Yimai. What does V'lakol mean? V'akol Shechitim Afisin Pligbon V'lakolitis Amaroyim. The Gemara Lamala Suya Tomei Vechulin, or Lamala Suya Kusi Aymuma. You'll see in the Gemara what Lashon HaKoyol means. What does it come to include? Yeah. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara says, of HaKoyol Shechten, everybody can make a Shechita. So it's Mash Mawat Lechetchila, that even Lechetchila, whoever you are, you can make a Shechita even Lechetchila. And then it says, Ushchitos and Kshera, which is Mas Mediyevit, only Mediyevit if you did it already. So that's a Kash, Lash is Bitsamiya. The kosher ratio, the mashma, the who, the israbi, na'kola chachilus rabbi. That there's a ribui hakoyol, meaning other people could also do it. And that's mashma, even lachachilu, they could do it. And now it's mashma, no, that shchitos and ksheri, if they did a shchita, but the evidence is good. It's correct, it's stira. So Marin says, O malay ravacha, bray the rob of the ravashi. Is it true what yeskin, the chol hakoyol, the chachilu, the chol, the kasher, kash altogether? Who says when it says the word HaKoyol, that actually means Lechatchila? Maybe HaKoyol could also mean only B'diyevet if it's done. Where it says Elamayat, if so, the first mission in Temurah that says HaKoyol Mamirin. Any person can make a Temurah if you have a Korban of Kodshim. You take another Bei Mechul next when you say Zutach Azu. Anybody could do it. Echor HaNoshim, whether you're a man, Echor HaNoshim, whether you're ladies. So if it's your Korban, if you're the Baal HaKorban, you can make Temurah. You want to tell me, Hochi Namid Lechatchilu? You want to tell me, yeah, the Mishnah means also Lechatchilu, let him make Temurah, like we know it's not Veira. I have looked here, the Torah says, Lo Yachlifenu, for Lo Yomer Oisai Toy Vara, Oi Rabbe Toyv. Like it's a Lav HaTorah, now let him make Temurah. So he's now going to take another animal of Chulin and put it next to the Behemoth Kotchim and say, Zu Tachazu. So still the Mishnah says, Loshinov, Hakil Mamirim. Mash everybody, even a man, even a lady. So even though it's only B'diyevid, it's allowed to do it. So you see, it says Lashon of HaKoyol, even though it's only B'diyevid. Maybe our Mishnah also, when it says HaKoyol Shechtin, it's not only means B'diyevid. Tzmura says no. Hosom over there in Temurah, Kiriktoni Taima. There the Mishnah says clearly the Tam. Yeah. The Rashi says, Hosom Kiriktoni Taima, Di'oka HaKoyol Dereisha. It takes away the kol derasha, but the loy tema don't say lechatchilu. Aval hocha Rashi says shechtim b'duchte koy, it stays in its place, and therefore about here means lechatchilu. As tomorrow says, where it says hosme v'katoni taima loy she'odem mershul hamidya. The Mishnah says clearly, not that a person is really allowed to make tumuras. It speaks out clearly there. Avad et talavatari, not allowed to make tumura. Elo, the Mishnah just means over there shemheimer mumar. That if somebody does it, whether you're an Ish or an Isha, if you're the Baal HaKorban, your Temur is Chal, and therefore the Sefer is Saboyim, you should know you get Malkus for it. You're over Lav. Yeah, Rashi says, Mishum Lav de lo Yomir. I think even though it's a Lav shame by Maisa, but still that's one of the Chedushim that you get Malkus for this Lav. Over there, it's clearly only be the Yevid, but it could be now Mishnah HaKil Shechtin, could mean Lechatchila still. Yeah, here it doesn't say like the beginning is B'diyev. It's Mash Makar Koyol means everybody. So we ask the question, no. Elif so akol ma'arichin. The Nerchin is also Mishnah Nerchin. It says, everybody is ma'arichin. It's So Rashi says also, Maricha means you could make an erchin, you could be mechad yourself to give the value of somebody to Hegdish. Rashi says also, over there in the forest, there it's a chiddish that a boy, a year before his bar mitzvah, when he's 12 years old, if he knows what he's talking about, that's chal v'neder. That's called kotnei adei lahaflois. The shemim magdishim is like a chal v'neder. That's the chiddish over there. So it says, hakol marichah, marichah means teres marichah aleim, shemama erki olai, somebody says, my value should be upon me. I want to mechai myself to give that much money to Hegdish, or else the value of somebody else. So neder is chal. Even though that person is a kotenu, still, if you're mechayev to give yourself the value of that koten, you have to give how much he's worth, how much the Torah says. That's called the kol marich, everybody can make erichin. And our kol nerichin, Rashi says, yeshlem erich, everybody has a value to himself. Even if you're mukashchin, you're not worth anything, but still you have the Torah gives you a value. And therefore, if a person says he wants to give his own value, or somebody else says about a mukashchin, he has to give that value. That's called v'nerchen also. Kol marichin v'nerchen. Noidrin v'nidrin. Everybody can make a neder. Rashi says noidrin means dimei olai. The value, how much I'm worth in the shuk, in the marketplace, I want to give to Hegdish. Or dimei plenty olai, or somebody else's value I'm giving. Yeah. And the other one explains what's chid between, yeah. Forshtim da'adid the boil misti yakol nidrin, turn down yakol noidrin. Kol noidrin is pshita. Nidrin, Rashi says, kol odim ha'shav v'klum. Yesh le'damin, v'yamama d'mei yolai, or yamal acher, d'mei plen yolai, nois lefimashu nimcha b'shuk. That how much the person sold in the marketplace, that's how much his value is. If you make a neder to give that much money to Hegdish, you have to give it. So there's also Mishnah Merchim like this. So Mor says, ha'chinam edir also l'chetchila. You want to tell me it means l'chetchila, you're allowed to make this neder, you're allowed to make this erchin to mechay yourself to give this much money to Hegdish. I have looked through this passage that says, "V'chisechta lindor lo yibucha chet." When a person stops to make a neder, he won't have a chet. So mashma, you should not make nedarim. Then the passage says, "Toyva shaloi tidor mishetidu b'letishalim." Rather than making a neder, toyva shaloi tidor, you're better off not making a neder than someone that makes a neder and mekayim his neder. So see clearly, it's l'chatchila not supposed to make nedarim. Rashi says, "Toyva shalay tidur liyomun eksiv es asher tidur shalim dafilu achi toyva shalay tidur." Yeah, because we're afraid maybe you'll make a neder and you won't pay, you won't do what you're supposed to. So you see, you're better off not making a neder. So it says, "Lashna kol marichin," even though you're not supposed to do it. For Tanya, we learn clearly that toiv mizeh, what's better than either making it and not paying or making it and paying it? Better than both of them is. Shein amay de kolika. People, Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. So you're better off not making a neder altogether. And Rabbi Yudha says, no, that toiv mizeh nederu mishalim. And no, the best thing, Taki, if you do make a neder, and you mishalim. Rashi says, doch imash me toiv ashalitidu mishatidu v'tishalim, ava mishatidu v'tishalim loy, shutayv mikulam. You're better off not making a neder than making and not paying. But if you make it and you pay, that's good. But still we say, the more says, V'yafidul Rav Yud, even according to Rav Yudha, Loi komer el aboim ha-harezu. Only if somebody says ha-harezu. Rashi says ha-harezu means only a ned, it's only a nedova. And therefore, the yemesa or nignavo, and a chayibach yusai. So then we're not afraid, maybe you'll be pashay, you won't do it. And now Rashi says, Kiva the afrasha sulihodabay. If you have it here right now, the behemoth is here in your mafresh right now, that's okay. That you can do l'chatchilam. We're not afraid you'll refrain from giving it because it's here right now. Abul the Gemara says, even according to Yudah, Abul Omar Harei Olai, if somebody says Harei Olai Mechayev himself, stop to bring an animal for korban or to give money to Hegdish, but he doesn't have the money or the animal here yet, Loi, even according to Yudah, l'chatchilam should not do it. And Rashi says, because there's a chash, Dilma Posh of Loi Mekayim. Maybe the person will be a Pesheya, he'll slip, and he won't bring the korban, he won't give the money. So you see, even according to Yudah, it's not Lechatchila. So you see, the Mishnah says a kol marich and a kol nedrin, and it only means b'di'evet. So maybe that's trying now Mishnah also, a kol shofim is even b'di'evet. Another question. V'chol ha'kol, the Mishnah says, no, the opposite. It, like you want to say, it doesn't mean Lechatchila, I'll prove to you no. V'chol ha'kril lav l'chadchilu. Like, isn't it simple that every time it says the word ha'kril, it means l'chadchilu? And if so, when the Mishnah says in Erechim, ha'kril chayavim b'sukkah, everybody's chayiv to have a sukkah. Ha'kril chayavim b'titzis, everybody's mechuyav in the mitzvah titzis. So, ochinam, you want to tell me lav l'chadchilu chayavim? That you're not l'chadchilu? Hochinam it lav l'chadchilu, you want to say it's not l'chadchilu? Hey, Savad over there, l'chadchilu, you're mechuyav in the mitzvah sukkah, whoever's mechuyav in the mitzvah. And Avad Yimachoyev in Mitzvah Titzis. So you see, Avad, the word Hakil means Lechatchila. So more so like this. Chayovim loy kamina. If the Mishnah says clearly over the Hakil Chayovim, so we're not talking about that. That's Pshita in Echnami. Hakil Chayovim is Pshita. When it says Chayovim Pshita, that's Lechatchila. Our only Shandler is like an Al Mishnah, those Mishnahs in, where it doesn't say Chayovim. Does it mean Lechatchila or not? So more says, Elamayat is so, it says what? Hakril Soimchin. Everybody can make a smicha. In the Gemara Mishnah, Nochus we had, Echor Ha'anoshim, whether a man, the Echor Ha'anoshim, whether ladies. So, Ochinami, they're also the Lav Lechatchila, it's not Lechatchila, Avada, that's the mitzvah. The Mishnah says, Hakril Soimchin means everybody, means it's the mitzvah Lechatchila. I will see, the Pasuk says, V'somach Yodoy, V'nirtza. Says make a smicha and v'nirtza. Yeah. V'somach yodi v'nirtza. So mashman lechatchili is supposed to make a mitzvah smicha. So how can you say there's no mitzvah smicha? Yeah. Again, it says v'somach yodi v'nirtza. Samora says nirtza in. So Samora says enechnami in. Ika hakol lechatchila. Like we're coming out now enechnami. Then when a Mishnah says hakil shertam akom urichim, it could mean both. Sometimes the word hakil means hakol lechatchila. Like an Al Mishnah or this mitzvah by tzitzis, v'yika kol d'yevet. Sometimes the Mishnah says, I call mamirin tamura, it's only b'dyevet. Elo hakol d'hocho. So still it's the question then. How do you know to ask the question that Al Mishnah, hakol shirfim means l'chatchilo, elo hakol d'hocho mimai. L'chatchilo, who told you it's going on l'chatchilo? The tikshalot that you're asking is theory from the beginning of Al Mishnah. To the safe of the Mishnah, dilma may be d'yevet, who maybe Al Mishnah only means Hakol Shechem also means only B'di'evid. Since you have some Mishnahs that Hakol means B'di'evid, maybe it also means B'di'evid. And therefore, with L'tik Shulecho, you won't have any question. Yeah? L'tik Shulecho. Sumerin says, Amalei says back to him, Ano Shchitosan K'sheira Kashali. To me, it's bothering Shchitosan K'sheira. That's what's bothering me. Yeah. The answer back again, Amalei Ano, Shchitosan k'sheira kashlim. When the Mishnah ends off and says Shchitosan k'sheira, that's what's bothering me. Midiktani Shchitosan k'sheira, since it says Lashna Shchitosan k'sheira, is mashma d'yevet, only be d'yevet, that the Shchit is kosher. If so, when the Mishnah starts off and says Mechlal, ti hakril l'chatchilahu, it's mashma at the beginning of the Mishnah, it says Lashna of hakril shechtim, that for sure means l'chatchilah. Why? Because the b'di'evid, if the beginning of the Mishnah kol shechtim also only means b'di'evid, if the made shechit is good, is so tata b'di'evid lomeli. What does the Mishnah have to say two times b'di'evid? The Mishnah says hakol shechtim, then it says loshnov shechitos and k'shera. So if they both means only b'di'evid, what do you have to say twice for? So this type is mashed from hakol shechtim is mashed we will lechatchila, and then the shechitos and k'shera is mashed only b'di'evid. So here you have to say the Mishnah is talking about two different cases, and one is lechatchila and one is b'di'evid. But that's what's bothering us, though. Clear mashma, one's the chachila, and one's the yevid. Smur says yes. Omar Rabba Barula. Hochikitoni, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Hochikitoni. Hakil, Shechtin, everybody can make a shechita. V'yafilu tomei b'chulin. Even if the shechit is tomei, so what? They can make a shechita on a behemoth chulin. Maybe on kodshim he shouldn't do it. But on chulin, there's nothing wrong. He can make a shechita even though he himself is tomei. That's the chiddush. Yeah, for the Gemara, Tomei Bechulin Malameimer, what's the Havmina? Why not? There's no need to keep a Torah, so what's wrong? Why can't you make a Shechita if you're Tomei? It's a Behemoth Chulin. What should be wrong? So Gemara says, the Kechidish is Bechulin Shenasu Ataras HaKodesh. Talking about true, the animal is an animal of Chulin. But somebody is Makpa that he only eats his Chulin B'Taras HaKodesh, with the same type of Taira. Rashi says, He read Kashrash's Pshita Dolly Huzru, Yisola Paris Hule Chaleim, Stam Yisrael, his Chulin can be eaten even Tame. The answer is a person here was Makbich and now Sophia's Kurdish, the Kibule, the person the Kabbalah put himself like a nether. Lecho Betairus Kurdish, Sheroitz Lahagulatsman the Paris Kotchim, Shim Yechosh Lom, my Toyda, Ye Boki Bishmosan. That's the Kiddish, this person accepted upon himself, even his Chulin no need for Taira. That's the Kiddush Ksavar, our Mishnod, that Chulin Shenas Vataras HaKadosh is Kadosh Dami. Rashi says, V'chayiv lahavdu mid Rabbonim mikol tumasim. And really such a person has to stay away from all tumma. V'yafilu hochi, even so, Mishnah says the Kiddush, that shechtin l'chechila. And the case we'll soon see is of the Sakan Arucha, Rashi says, the long knife that he's not going to touch the animal. That's the Kiddush in Mishnah. Even though this person is mak petit is chulin betairo, still he's not a shech the animal, even though he's tummy. Samura says, "Ketzer ways." How does he do it then? Churubim etamad abeima. So how could he eat it? Maybe sakin arucha. He has to take a long knife. V'shoichet bo, he'll shech with the knife. So the kid says he only touches the knife, but he doesn't touch the meat. So therefore, the meat doesn't become tummy. Samura still has the question. Maybe the second ruach of a shechet, but the creation of the bosa that he should not touch the bosa over mikdashim. But let's say it's kachim, it's a behema kachim, then it means lo yishka. Then you should not make such a shechita. Why? It's gzera shem yigav bosa. Is that to say for the Mishnah? If the behema is kachim, then you should not make the shechita of your tummy, even though using a long knife. But v'yimshachad v'yam boruli shloim negati. The person makes the shechit and he says clearly, I'm for sure that I did not touch the meat, kshera, and echnami. Then the ma'aseh taka is kosher. Yeah. So that's pshat the b'dieved of the Mishnah. That b'dieved of the person that's tameh made the shechit on the kotch, on the korbin, and he says clearly he did not touch it, so b'dieved it's a good shechit. Then the Mishnah says, chutz mi'cher reshait v'kotim, di'afilu b'chulun gredo, di'yeved nami lai. By them, even by regular behemoth chulin, b'di'evid namilo. Not only l'chatchilo not, but even b'di'evid they should not do it. Why? Because Shem Yishua, Shem Yidrusu. We're afraid if they make the shechita katan, maybe he'll wait in between, maybe he'll press down too hard, Shem Yachlidu, he'll push the knife in between the two simonim, and therefore even b'di'evid it's no good. But then it says, v'chulin sheshachatu, v'yacherin reyunaisam, then it ends off. But if somebody else is watching them do it, then the mice is kosher. Because someone says, "Hi, in which case is it going on? That if somebody else is watching, that is good." Len, if you want to tell me, "Acher reshayt to the cotton," for the Gemara Allah koi. That's what the Mishnah just ended off from. If so, v'yim shachatu mi boile. It should have said v'yim. Now loshen of v'chulin sheshachtu. We're talking about acher reshayt to the cotton. So it's going back to them. It just should have said v'yim shachatu v'acher mei nesnes kosher. What's Lashon of a Kulam? Because Mashmah is something else. Yeah. Elul Morris says rather, A Tomei B'chulin. It's going on what if a person is Tomei, Shech bin Chulin. For the Gemara Noho, Marki, he said, L'chatchilo Nami Shochet. He's allowed to Shech L'chatchilo without somebody watching him. So he can't be going back to that. V'yela rather is going back to A Tomei B'Megdoshim. So if you have a Korbin, and the Shechel is Tomei, if he makes the Shechita and somebody else is watching him, then it's good. So we're still asked, no, then we just got finished saying that the Borali Sagi, that if the Sheikhid is here telling us that he tells us for sure he did not touch the meat, then it's okay. So what do you have to have Achim Roy Nice for? Someone says, yes, the case is going back to Mekdoshim Akorbin, and the case is the less they come on the Neshaylei, that the Sheikhid is not here anymore. So therefore, we know the Sheikhid was Tamei, and he shechted the Korbin. So in such a case, if he's not here, we don't know, maybe it's Tamei. But if somebody else watched him and saw him and saw the way he did not touch it, then it's okay. Samura says, "Hi, Tomei b'mikdoshim, v'yoch enough could learn enough from over here." That's what our Mishnah is talking about. V'yosam enough. It's a Mishnah we have in Zvachim. Mishnah over there says, "Kol ha'psumut sheshachtu shchitosin k'sheira." Says over there, all the psum that make a shchita, the shchita is k'sheira. Shashchita k'sheira b'zarim, even by kochim, even a zar can make a shchita. But Noshim also can make a shechita. Or Bavodim, even the Nevi can make a shechita. Or the Tumeim, the Samaritan Tami can make a shechita. V'yafilu b'kodesh kadoshim, even by Kachim also. Or Vash Liyu Tumeim, The only concern is they should not be tamei for noigim b'basa. The only problem is they can't be tamei touching the basa. So it's mash medir that lechatchili should not do kachim. So Hakam was saying that's trying our mishnah over here. So when it says yes, I tell you ha'cha ikar. Here is the ikar mishnah. Hosam over there. I did the toni sharp sulim toni nami toni b'mikdash tamei b'mikdashim. Since over there it talks about sharp sulim, it also puts in already this case of tamei b'mikdashim. In a chlamer that's not the chiddush over there. But now mishnah that's the chiddush. And that we say b'diyevit is good, meaning if you make a shechita on kachim, so if you are tamei lechatchilu do not make the shechita, we're afraid maybe you'll touch it. But b'diyevit though it's good. The boy from the hotel could be like this. Hosam ikar over there the ikar to the kachim koi. There is talking about mesechtas walking about kachim. Hoch over here by chulin, I did the toni tamei b'chulin. Since the mishnah wants to tell you in the reisha that even though you're tamei, you're allowed to make a shechita lechatchila on a behemoth chulin, is toni nami tamei b'midoshim. Our mishnah also puts in already that b'diyevit is good by kachim also. Not lechatchila, only b'diyevit. Yeah. So I must list the question. So we're telling us our Mishnah is talking about the person that's Tomei, and he shech thinks if it's Chulin, that's even Lechatchila. If it's Kachim, it's only B'dievet. And again, why wasn't he Metama the meat? Because he shecht it with a long knife, so he's only touching the knife, not the meat. So I still question, Hai Tomei Ditma B'mai, how did this person become Tomei? Ilai Meditma B'mai, if you want to say he touched the mace, so it comes out that this person has Tumas Mace on him. If so, when he touches the knife, the halal cherev om rachmono, that cherev harel k halal, avatumhu letmuy lesakin for yozo sakin etamisa labosa. If the person has a tumas mace on him, that's a chiddush. When you touch a piece of metal, the metal has the same tum as you, so the metal also becomes like an avatuma. So the knife should also have a din avatuma on it. So now, when the knife touches the meat, it's metama the meat. So vaita, what does it help us now? That the person is not touching the meat, he's only touching the knife. But since the knife becomes a navatuma, because if the person has a tumas mace on him and he touches metal, the metal becomes a navatuma, so the navatuma will be matama the basar also. So that's the kasha then. How could we say lechatchila by chulun he's not a shecht and it doesn't become tamei? Why not? Even by kachim also, but the evidence should be possible. Why doesn't the meat become possible? And Toys speaks out before the Afagav the Yamrinum Lekamon. Afagav, I mean the Dam Kotcher main the Machshir. Slechura the Boster is not Hukshla Kabatuma. So even though he's Tommy, so what? Toys then says that Chibas Hegdish Mechash Rosoi. That's the Chibas Hegdish, that's Machshirit Lekabatuma. Or else Toys says Chibas Hegdish means since it's Oimet, we brought for Kotchim, the Chiba, the Chayd of Kotchim, that's what's Machshirit. Then Toy says, Reels Oy Shavir Benor, we're talking about that when the animal was alive, it went through the river. V'yadayim mashka tofech aleh, now after the shechita, there's still some wetness on it. So therefore that mashka is mashka l'kabotoma. That's the most question now, so since it has hechshir on it, now the chur, when this person is shechting, if he was a tummy mace, says so, when he touches the sakin, he makes the sakin an avatoma, and now when the sakin touches the meat, the chur, the meat should become tummy. That's the Shalah, how does it say here that the B'dievid, the Shechit was good by Kochin, or even Lechetchila, how do we say, by Chulun is Mutter to do it, Lechetchila, like you're causing, you're making a Tomei, so how is it Mutter? Right. Samar says, the Teretz Matzvi, Elo Diitma V'Sheretz, we're talking about here now, the person only became Tomei through a Sheretz, therefore he's only an Avat, therefore he's a Rishon L'Toma, and now we're like Rashi says, Tevei Hai Gavri Rishon, this person now is a Rishon, Flemitame has sakin, and the sakin has not become tamei. Why Rashi says, Shein kli mekabotuma. A kli is not mekabotuma, elo only meyavatuma. The lemotzinum batur, we don't find anywhere in the Torah, the mekabotuma me rishon, visheni, elo eichelomashka. What's the only thing that's mekabotuma from a rishon tumor, from a sheni tumor? Only eichelomashka. Kidisila, the Pasuk says, kol asher besoicha yitma, besamach le mekol eichel asher yochel. Oichlin umashkin mitamoy miyavakli cheris surishin vi oise lamashra batoycha sheni is only mitama the food but vi yain kli mitmo miyavakli cheris but if a kli is inside a kli cheris the kli does not become tummy from the kli cheris shemoy kli nosa masaycha vinitmo achitza na sheni tor vokum afor kishloi pirkin So that's the cloud that a kli is not mekabel tuma from a rishon or from a sheni. A kli is only mekabel tuma from an ava tuma. So pshat over here is that this person touched the sheretz. The sheretz was the ava tuma. The person now becomes a rishon l'tuma, and therefore when he touches the sakin, he's not metama the sakin. Therefore, since he himself is not touching the basar, it's only the sakin that's touching the basar, but he himself is not touching the basar, therefore the basar remains tor. Therefore, by chulin lechatchilu it's muta, and even by kochim it's only lechatchilu, you should not do it. But v'dievet though, if you made the shchita and you say clearly you did not touch the basar, v'dievet even by kochim, also it's kosher. Another more says, v'boisim, if you want to tell you, v'boisim l'yerlam, we will tell you the itma b'meis. We're talking about, no, the person became tummy through a mace. So the question is then, l'churu the sakin also should have an avatumar on it, and it should be metama the boso. That there it is, l'kugoyin sheboda krum yishokona, v'shochet bo. He checked out the krum yishokona, means he has his reeds growing, a sharp reed. It's like Rashi said, it's tzidid pshutikli eitz. It's a kon, is like a reed, it's most, it's like an eitz. It's a flat piece of wood. And the klal is v'loy mekabli tuma of shoot to kliyate is not mekabli tuma. Befrat if not miyachrit for kli, here is not miyachrit for kli. So therefore, even though him, the person, touched a mace, so he's like an ava tuma. But when do we say cherev horeka chalal, this sword is only by metal? Pashenkin over here, it's a pshut to kliyate, it's not mekabli tuma. Therefore, the boser is also tor. The Tanya goes learn like this. Bakoil shechtim, you can shecht with anything. Bain b'tsur with a rock, bain b'schuchas with a piece of glass, bain b'krum yishokono, even with a krum yishokono. So since you can make a shechita with this, that's what the Brice is talking about. So therefore, by chul nesmut, that's what our Mishnah is talking about, that lechetchila by chul nesmut. So today's there's the question, v'im toimar, v'ech yishchot b'krum yishokon, how could you make the shchita with this piece of reed? I've been in kli, you have to have a kli, the mukha b'seif like more in the end of a toida, minokos as a mashro, soich dam chatis, dosh minichsi v'ikas as a machelos tishkul as b'noi, toilu tun a kli, v'yafin in kulu miyela. So here we're going on the mission, even by kochim also, that v'dievet is kosher. So chur by kochim, you have to have a kli, so how could you make a shchita with a krum yishakona? There's no kli over here. So toizes v'yishloimar could go in the tikno l'krum yis v'yosa ken kli, that you fixed up this piece of reed here and you made it like a kli. Now v'yafa gav the kaim lon kerebi the omer perika chalil a noisim kli shor shalech, you can't make kli shor smed out of eights. Upolag Rabbi Yosi ba Rabbi Yehuda the omer perika chalil. Even though for klisharis maybe you can make it out of wood, that there it says a sakin that you need for shchita, even by kochim, it does not have to be a klisharis. It has to be a kli, that's all, but not a klisharis. So therefore this kli could be made out of wood. So Tayyip says, it doesn't have to be a klisharis, but he can't say it doesn't have to be a kli at all, so you have finu me'erlu, the tunun kli. The pshat is that a sakin does not have to be a kli sheretz, but it has to be a kli. So according to Tosfos, even though you fixed it up to be like a kli, so you have to say it's called the kli fil cheshchita, that it's called the kli. Then if a kabbalas tumah is still on your pshut the kliyates, a pshut the kliyates is not makabal tumah. Therefore, there's no kabbalas tumah over here. Therefore, that's shown the Mishnah that by chum is mutla chetchila, and even by kochim, but the ever is kosher. All right. So now the Gemara says, "Vaitom Abayi Roma." Abayi learns nupshan the Mishnah. Abayi Roma that hochi ketoni. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Hakol sheichtin ve'afilo kusi. Anybody can make a shchita, even a kusi. Now, kusi. Vaitos we're going now that the kusi was called Geri Yemis. They were called Jews, not really goyim. Just they were in the Kabul to Medagdik and all the mitzvahs the way it says in Torah Shabbat. So therefore, that even a kusi can make a shchita. Rashi says, "Moisim loy behemel lechatchila." I give them over behemel lechatchila lishchoit. Why the mitzvah sherziku bohi? This is one of the mitzvahs that they were master to keep. Avo Yisrael yoytze v'nichnas lo yimseloy. But if a Jew is just going to go in and watch him once in a while, that's no good. So Rashi explains why. The alpha gab the hooks to go bolly yatsman, even though they're makter upon themselves will only eat meat. That has a good shchita, but they're not makter to give to another Yisroel nevelus, because they do not dashen of ne'evil estita and michshol. You cannot give somebody else a nevera. Rather, they dashen it kemashmo, the way it says, Rashi says, le'itin even bederech, or evil hapiloi, not to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So therefore, again, this kusi lechetchila they could check for us. But when? Ba'med v'mamurim, when does the Mishnah mean lechetchila? Kesha Yisrael emir agab, only if a Jew was there watching him, making sure he does a good shchita. But if a Jew just comes in and goes out, then lo yishcha, then you cannot, then lechetchila, you can't let him shecht. Like Rashi explained, because you have to be afraid, he's not going to be makpit to do a good shchita for us. Because for another Jew, he doesn't care about lifnei iver. Only for himself will make a good shchita. So the Mishnah, but the Pshat in the Mishnah is v'yim shochat. Let's say b'di'evad though this kusi made a shchita and the Jew did not watch him. So now the yetzer is choytech kezayich bosa, cut off a piece of meat from this bosa, from this behemoth that he made a shchita on. V'noisaloi, and let he himself eat it. Ochloi, if the kusi himself eats the meat, then mutalechol mishchitosai. And then now you let eat from his shchita, because since he himself was eating from it, for sure he made a good shchita. But lo yochel, let's say he himself does not eat from the piece of meat, then the din is also lechem mishchita, so now eat from his shchita. Because you have to be afraid he did not do a good shchita. That's pshat from the Mishnah. Lechetchil lechil abba kusi shecht only if Israel is oimer agabov. But b'di'evid, it helps even nichnas v'yetze b'di'evid later only if we give him to eat. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.